Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will join me in the show's second hour to discuss some of the key issues of the day, as well as some of the things that Mark and I are going to be doing in the future in a variety of venues. Let me say right up front that this is going to be my last broadcast for the Republic Broadcasting Network, at least in my current format. I will occasionally be a guest host and a guest for Michael Collins Piper. Once in a while, you will hear me and we'll hear Mark Glenn in that format. To the extent that Michael Collins Piper will need us from time to time, we plan on contributing to that. You'll also continue to see me from time to time in the American Free Press. But I've decided to take something of a sabbatical from my commentary career for a number of reasons. One is that my wife had major surgery recently, and I'm going to need some extra time to help her recover from that process in the next 3 to 4 months. I also hope to finish a thesis for a postgraduate degree at Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia that's been held in abeyance for quite some period of time. I would like to devote the next year to getting that finished and finishing my theological German exam as a part of that process. I also want to concentrate on my ministry at Emmanuel Lutheran Church on the south side of San Antonio. You can see more about that operation at www.ilcsa.org. That stands for Emmanuel Lutheran Church of San Antonio, ilcsa.org. I'm also going to be doing some things behind the scenes for both Mark Glenn and Hesham Talawi and Michael Collins Piper, trying to make some sense out of what happened last week, last month, at the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California. We all learned some important lessons out of that conference, both in terms of the external opposition to our movement that's out there in the United States and worldwide. There needs to be some behind-the-scenes planning on how we deal with that external opposition, as well as how we recreate our own movement from within. It seems to me that the American Freedom Movement and the anti-New World Order, anti-Zionist movement needs a fresh influx of ideas. And behind the scenes, I've been working on a planning document for some private conversations that I'm going to be having with Mark Glenn and Hesham Talawi and Michael Collins Piper in coming weeks and months in the creation of what may well prove to be a new entity, a brand new entity on the American right that networks with some of the best people in our movement to create some fresh ideas for some projects that we have worldwide related to what we're doing. The anti-Zionist movement, the anti-New World Order movement, the conservative constitutional anti-war movement, all of these things need, it seems to me, an umbrella organization that will help them to function more effectively. And I'm going to be involved in helping to put some things together behind the scenes for that, that hopefully will eventually come to fruition in regard to the emergence of something publicly at a later time that will begin to interject some new ideas and some fresh projects into the debate that we need, for these are very, very dark and difficult times. In the future, not too distant future, maybe the next 7 to 10 days or so, there will be an article at my blog at Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan, dealing with my reflections on the last year for the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's going to be a positive article, by the way, dealing with all of the very, very fine people that I have met in the last year on this show, and talking about some of the incredible resources that these people represent in regard to what I see as the healthy side of our movement. Last night I was jotting down a significant number of names for this particular segment in the show. I'm going to be talking about authors, talking about some of the best political commentators that I've met in the last year. We're going to be speaking about some of the most significant people that I think are out there in terms of both the Protestant evangelical movement as well as the Catholic traditionalist movement. Then I'm going to have some very positive things to say as well about the American Free Press and the Foundation for the Defense of the Second Amendment, or the Foundation for the Defense of the First Amendment. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Mark Glenn in the show's second hour.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good to be back with you again this morning. I'm looking back over the last year of my involvement with RBN, and I wanted to say something about some of the guests that I've had on this show. I've had a lot of privileges in the last year of being connected with the Republic Broadcasting Network, not the least of which has been the incredible listing of people that have been in and out of this studio and in and off of the airwaves of this broadcast, who have brought an incredible number of things to the table in regard to their professional expertise and personal experiences and knowledge that has been beyond measure, that has helped me as well as the listeners in these last 12 months. I wanted to make special reference to some of these folks today, starting with the authors. I've been very privileged to have some incredible authors on this show. I want to mention them by name and their books and to commend their work again to you this morning. Dr. Kaveh Farouk comes to mind, the great Persian scholar up at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. His book, Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War, is a must-read. Barra Tillman, the great military historian, whose work on General Curtis LeMay is the latest offering in the Palgrave Macmillan series on great generals. Curtis LeMay, of course, was one of my dad's bosses in the United States Air Force for a very long period of time. Barra Tillman's work on General LeMay is an absolute read. For anyone who's interested in the history of the Second World War, in the history of the Strategic Air Command. Ilan Pop, based in Haifa, Israel, the author of The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine. Stephen Sizer, the Anglican priest in the United Kingdom, who is the author of the book Christian Zionism. Dilip Hero, who has written so many important books in recent years that it's really difficult to know where to begin with him. Has a number of offerings that I would commend to the listeners of this network, not the least of which is a Hero's Dictionary on the Essentials of the Middle East. I also have found his book, The Iranian Labyrinth, written several years ago, to be extremely helpful. My old friend Greg Felton up in Vancouver, who has been with me as a regular on this show on Mondays, his book, The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America, is another one of those books that is on my short list of must-reads for my listeners here in the next 12 months. And then Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's book, The Synagogue of Satan, which was discussed on this show not by Andrew because he was unable to reconcile his schedule in the United Kingdom with our time frame here for Mark Dankos America and Central Time in Texas. Nonetheless, Tex Mars came on the show to discuss Andrew's book. That one, for those of you who are interested in Zionism and interested in the history of the Rothschild Banking Consortium, is an absolute must. That's entitled The Synagogue of Satan. We think of some of the other great political commentators who've been on this show. Christopher John Bjerknes has done a great deal for me in regard to bringing me to a new level of understanding in regard to the Armenian genocide in the first part of the 20th century. His website, Jewish Racism, is well worth your time. Dr. Michael Chasadosky of globalresearch.ca has helped me not only with personal appearances on this show, but also with some of the other guests that he's helped me to recruit. Ray McGovern, the former CIA analyst, who has been one of the most responsible people, I think, in the anti-war movement available, has done a lot for me on this show. Chalmers Johnson, Dr. Chalmers Johnson of the Trilogy series, has brought me to a new level of understanding in regard to all of the tragedies inherent in the American movement from republic to empire, Dr. Chalmers Johnson. My good friend Philip Giraldi of Canestraro Associates, who of course is a regular with Pat Buchanan's publication, The American Conservative, heard from Philip just last night, by the way. He has been very, very helpful to me, not simply in being on this show, but also steering me in the direction of finding some of the best people who have been on the right, not the left, but on the right, involved in a very, very important critique of what is going on in this country's foreign policy, and illustrating the fact that one can be a conservative, a constitutional conservative, and an anti-war activist at the same time. As a matter of fact, I think in the context of this current war, the two go hand in hand. There's Mark Anderson of the American Free Press, Terry Arnold, George Cody of the American Committee on Lebanon, Dr. Stephen Snigoski of The Last Ditch, my old friend Dr. Richard Cummings of Lou Rockwell, Dr. Abbas Bakhtiar and Shireen Neshat of Sarbazan, bringing the Middle East to the fore in regard to some of the specifics as it relates to the country of Iran. Then we get into some of the other folks who I have listed on my list, both because in some cases they have contributed to the best part of what I consider the American right wing to be, others who are on this list because of their expertise generally in both domestic and foreign policy. That includes Franklin Sanders, my old friend at the Money Changer and colleague in the Constitution Party for many years, John Basil Utley of Americans Against World Empire, one of the leading critics of this war, one of the leading critics of Zionism on the American right, with a very, very significant past background in the Central Intelligence Agency. That's John Basil Utley of Americans Against World Empire. Dr. Adrian Krieg, who's been with me in recent weeks on this show. I'd like to thank my good friend Mark Glenn for making me acquainted with Adrian. You can find Adrian Krieg, of course, through kriegbooks.com. Then there's Alan Stang. I remember Alan Stang from 35 years ago in regard to his seminal work in discussing the forces that were behind the attempted assassination of George Wallace. And in this current calendar year, when we observe the fact that the establishment has now let Arthur Bremer out of prison 35 years after his crime against George Wallace, we are reminded not simply of what Alan Stang did 35 years ago in pointing us to the real forces that were behind the attempt on the governor's life, but Alan Stang has done some incredible recent work in exposing the homosexual underground in the Republican Party, would be impossible to have a final segment of Mark Dankoff's America here without acknowledging what Alan Stang has done in that department. His book for Patent House is entitled Not Holier Than Thou. If you want to learn about the homosexual movement in the Republican Party, turn to Alan Stang. Then, of course, there are some of the other folks that have been involved in the anti-Zionist movement who ought to be mentioned this morning. Anissa Abdel Fattah, who, of course, is the director of the Association of Muslim American Women, Hassan El Nijjar at AlJazeera.info, Wendy Campbell and Mark Green of Marwin Media. We think of Naila Al-Aryan and the things that she brought into the possession of the listeners of this show in regard to her husband's ongoing legal case that continues to be the subject of some current things at the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. And then there's Matthias Chang in Malaysia. Matthias has become a very, very good friend of mine with a lot of important off-the-air insight for me in regard to various things that he's writing and will be writing in the days ahead. By the way, Matthias Chang is involved in the creation of yet another No More Wars for Israel conference, this one to take place with Malaysia as the venue. More will be said about that conference, I'm sure, in weeks and months to come. And then, of course, there's the American Free Press. You think of Christopher Petherick and James Tucker. You think of my good friends Michael Collins Piper and Mark Glenn and Hesham Talawi and the contributions that they make to AFP. We've mentioned Mark Anderson, of course, this morning. Charlie Reese and Paul Craig Roberts come to mind, Willis Carto. The American Free Press continues to be, I think, the most important print journal out there that's providing you and me with the truth. And I would be amiss in my final broadcast for RBN, at least in this segment, from 7 to 9 a.m., if I didn't say that the American Free Press is something that you need to subscribe to. And you can do so at 1-888-699-NEWS, 1-888-699-NEWS. Then there's the libertarian movement. Jacob Hornberger, Dr. Jacob Hornberger, of the Triple F organization, the Future of Freedom Foundation, is someone who has been a past guest on this show and has from time to time forwarded guests to me. Jacob Hornberger's NewsServe, by the way, which you can get at triplef.org, is absolutely must reading for staying abreast of some of the best things going on in the conservative end of the libertarian movement. We talk about some other folks here. We also get into the world of religion. There is a connection between the world of religion, by the way, the world of theology on the one hand, and the political and cultural fights that all of us are involved with on the other. Some of the best people, I think, that I could point you to in the direction of Protestant evangelicalism and traditional Roman Catholicism come to mind as folks who have passed through my studio in the last year. I want to mention them specifically. We've already talked about Father Stephen Sizer this morning from England, the author of Christian Zionism. I put him also in the special category of Protestant evangelicals that I have come up with who have not bowed the knee to Baal, who have not become involved in supporting Zionism of the New World Order, are not prophets for cash, so to speak, but are commentators on what they actually believe to be biblical truth in an age of apostasy. Stephen Sizer is among the best in that tradition. There are some other folks that I want to mention specifically in this regard when we come back, as well as my good friend Dale Crowley Jr. When Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn will be with us in the show second hour. And, you know, it's kind of interesting thinking about this. I just got a Skype note from Mark a couple of minutes ago saying, "Are we still on for today?" And I said, "Yeah, we sure are." And he said, "Well," he said, "I'll call the studio around the top of the hour." And Mark Glenn is just such an incredibly faithful person. To put this into perspective, he is in Pacific time zone. So when he comes on this broadcast to help me out, he's getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and contacting me by about 5:22 in the morning his time, just to find out if he's still scheduled to be on. Now, to put this into perspective, Mark, of course, also has commitments to Michael Collins Piper with the Republic Broadcasting Network and some of the things that Mike does with his radio show. Mark is very much involved with a number of things that Hesham Talawi is involved with behind the scenes. And he has Mark has his own schedule of commitments to the American Free Press in regard to all the articles that he writes. He has a wife and 8 children. He has commitments to what he does with his ranch in Idaho. And I can tell you that the things that Mark Glenn endured, which we might talk about a little bit in the second hour of the show, in putting together this No More Wars for Israel conference are absolutely beyond description. There are some things related to that conference and all that was going on behind the scenes that we won't be talking about this morning. But in regard to what we would say publicly, it becomes abundantly clear that Mark Glenn was really put through the ringer in the weeks leading up to that conference and in the time frame after it was over. Went through an incredible amount of both emotional and physical exhaustion as he was burning the candle at both ends for weeks trying to get ready for that thing. And boy, he really paid the price for it. He went through a period of time after the conference was over where he was just absolutely exhausted. And he's bouncing back, of course, as I knew that he would. But the long and the short of it is that all of us who were involved with that situation, I think, have had a great deal of reflection about it in the days and weeks that have followed. We've got a circumstance, it seems to me, where for those of us who witnessed the things that we did out there in Orange County, California, we've begun to recognize just how organized and how powerful our opposition is in this country, even beyond what we might have imagined prior to the 12th of October. The other thing is that there's been a lot of reflection among some of us about the internal character of our own movement. Who are the best people in our movement? Who should we be working with? Who are some other people that maybe we shouldn't be aligned with? And what do we really fight with and for in these weeks and months that are ahead? How do we effectively do it? How do we rely upon God to guide us in this process? How do we put on the whole armor of God? Now, that's something, of course, that Paul gets into in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. I think we are basically dealing with that kind of a struggle. And if we are, to what extent must we be involved with the conflicts that we're involved with from a biblical perspective? And to what extent does God have to guide us and give us the spiritual protection that we need to wrestle with things that are not simply comprised of flesh and blood, but which are empowered by demonic principalities and powers? This is where the political and cultural realms interact with the theological, it seems to me. I have some things to say this morning in the next half hour or so about some of the people that deserve special mention, at least from my perspective, in regard to the Protestant evangelical movement, the sound portion of that movement, as well as the Catholic traditionalist movement, and the way in which some of those folks have made an incredibly positive contribution and continue to do so in the larger political and cultural fight that we are involved with, at least those of us are involved with who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network and who write for the American Free Press. But before I get into that aspect of things, I want to take a caller. John in Tennessee, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Mark. Well,
how are you, sir?
I'm sorry to hear that you're taking a little bit of a break. I was going to be quiet today, but I can't let today go by without expressing a great deal of gratitude I have towards you and to maybe give you a word of encouragement. You know, we're told, Mark, you and I... I'm a Baptist, you're a Lutheran, but we're brothers in Christ. And
yes.
We're told to run a race, to fight a fight. Ephesians tells us, put on the armor of God, so that having done all, we're able to stand. And nowhere in that armor is there anything covering the warrior's back, because he's never retreating. So I'd like to offer to you, don't stop. And I know you won't. Don't stop doing what you're doing, and I'll do the same. We're never told that we're gonna win every battle, because God's gonna have His will in this anyway. We're just told
John,
to do
stay
our
on the
part.
Line. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt, no cost to switch, flat rate plans, reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will join me in the show's second hour. We have a series of things to talk about related to issues past, present, and future. There will be some reflection on the meaning of this No More Wars for Israel conference last month in Southern California. Mark's also going to be talking about some of the things he's going to be working on in the days ahead for the American Free Press. We're also going to be engaged in some reflection on the state of the American freedom movement. What's the good side of it? What's the downside of it? What kinds of things do we need to be concentrating on in the weeks ahead? Folks, it really seems that we are getting closer and closer to the things that Mark Glenn and I have been saying would happen for quite some period of time. Now, of course, he's an Orthodox Roman Catholic. I'm an Orthodox Lutheran. We do not go around claiming that we are prophets in the Old Testament sense of the word. We both know that that's complete theological and biblical nonsense. But using the word prophecy very advisedly here, we've been among those who have been predicting for quite some period of time that the United States was going to move into an even bigger disaster in the Middle East. Let's hope that Mark Glenn and I are both wrong. But if we're not wrong, where does that leave the American freedom movement, the American constitutional movement, the state of both Protestant and Catholic Christianity in the United States? Where does that leave all of the folks who are connected to these movements? What do we do? What kind of individual and collective strategies do we pursue? These are some of the things, of course, that we hope to touch on in the show's second hour. John, you still there?
I am.
Good.
Can you hear me all right? Well, I just like
yes,
to give you a verse, and I'm sure you know it. Romans 8:28 tells us that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, to her who are the called according to his purpose. And that makes even the hard things, Mark. You know, I look at what's going on. You were talking about prophecy and the Lutheran stance on prophecy. It's the same thing. We're not prophesying. We're interpreting biblical prophecy. So what I'd like to say to your listeners is that you need, and I'll leave it at this, you need to be certain of your relationship. What's going to happen? There's a lot of Christians, Mark, that this scares them to death. But you've got to realize that we're not going to win every battle. We do need to finish the course that God puts before us. As difficult as it may be, we are dealing with spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, Satan had the power when he took Jesus to the high place. He said, everything your eye sees, I can give it to you. He had that authority. He still has that authority. Now, Jesus refused, but there's a lot of men and women throughout this world in places of high authority that bow their knee and worship Satan. And that's the main reason that this world is in the condition it's in, because people don't want to take God's word seriously. They don't want to believe it for what it says, but it is truth. And you don't have to look far. If you've got your mind and your heart in the right place, you don't have to look far to see the truth in it. So I'll leave it at that. I don't want to take your program over. I hope we hear from you real soon.
John, you'll hear from me ongoingly.
Pardon me?
God bless you. You'll hear from me ongoingly. Stay in touch with me by email, by the way, and I would say that to all the other people who've been listening to this show. Mark Dankoff will be from time to time reappearing on Michael Collins Piper's show as a guest or as a guest host. And then the other thing is that Piper and Hesham Talawi and Mark Glenn and I are working on some things behind the scenes that will eventually become public. And when those things emerge in coming months, it'll give you a much better idea, I think, of how I'm going to use this sabbatical time as God leads me.
Stay in touch with us.
God bless, John.
You too.
Very wonderful man there in Tennessee. He's called the show from time to time, as many of you know, of course, who listen to me with regularity. And just a guy with such tremendous desire and insight and compassion for people and an incredible calling. And I guess it's at this point of the show that I speak to everyone who listens to this broadcast about calling. Some people think that the only folks who have a calling are people who are Christian pastors or missionaries. Now, certainly they do have a calling, quite obviously. But everyone who is a child of God has a calling. And there are many people whose calling is in a variety of arenas that we don't necessarily tend to associate with calling. But Martin Luther, of course, said that every occupation, every niche in life is a calling when you are at God's service. So whatever your particular calling is today, if you are a child of God and are following his leading, you're expressing that calling in every arena in which you travel. And I think that that's one of the things that I've come to see very, very clearly in the last year in regard to some of the best people who've been on this show, both the guests as well as the callers, is that if they have a sense of calling and a sense that God is leading them in the arenas that he has led them into, that this has given them, I think, a most powerful witness to the truth in a day and an age of darkness and falsehood. And I've been very, very privileged to have known some of these people in the last year, and in a number of cases to have known them for a longer period of time. But just the folks that have come my way in the last year through my involvement with the Republic Broadcasting Network have been an incredible list. I'd like to discuss this list a little further this morning before Mark Lunn comes on, talking about Protestant evangelicals who have contributed to the freedom movement. There are, unfortunately, a lot of Protestant evangelicals who, even with the best of intentions, have given us a lot of very bad theology and a lot of very bad political alliances in recent years, in my view, because of a misunderstanding of Bible prophecy that I think relates to John Nelson Darby and the Scofield Reference Bible, and to a false understanding of the character of modern Zionism. And, of course, we've talked about that repeatedly on this show. I won't beat that horse too much today. But in saying this once again, I'd like to point out some of the folks that are out there. There are five or six very significant names that have not bowed the knee to Baal, and that needs to be acknowledged. We've talked a little bit about Father Stephen Sizer this morning, the Anglican priest from England who has written the book Christian Zionism. We would have to put on this list at least five other people that immediately come to my mind. There's Dale Crowley Jr., who has been a regular with me on Wednesdays. Dale, of course, is the longtime host of Focus on Israel for WFAX-AM up in Washington, D.C. Dale Crowley Jr. is now approaching the age of 80. He has been involved in biblically-based anti-New World Order, anti-Zionist activities for a long time, many, many more years than I have been, obviously, with a tremendous degree of effectiveness. And when you start talking about true greatness and true calling, Dale Crowley Jr., like Stephen Sizer, has been expressing his faith in Christ and witnessing to the truth in Christ in this political and cultural arena in ways that continue to be powerful. And when you talk about some of the best people in the Protestant evangelical community, Dale Crowley Jr.'s name, of course, is always on anyone's short list who has studied this movement for a very long period of time. There's Ted Pike at the National Prayer Network. When we start talking about the fact that Ted, like Dale Crowley and like Father Sizer, has not bowed the knee to Baal, Ted Pike at the National Prayer Network has done absolutely incredible work in keeping all of us abreast of the latest with the Anti-Defamation League and all the latest dangers of hate crimes legislation. When we really understand what has happened to this country politically and culturally and the forces that are behind it, Ted Pike is on the shortest list, like Dale Crowley and Father Sizer, of those who have followed the true calling of God, in my view, and have had a proper biblical understanding of the character of the forces that are aligned against us. There's Bedros Hodgson. I have gotten to know Bedros Hodgson just a little bit in recent times through Mark Glenn. Bedros Hodgson is an Armenian who spent much time growing up in a Lutheran orphanage in the country of Lebanon. He is now a Nazarene pastor in Los Angeles. And Bedros Hodgson, much like Christopher John Bjerknes, has been used of God to greatly expand my knowledge of what really happened in Armenia in 1915 through 1917. Then there's Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths. Chuck, like these other Protestant evangelicals we've been talking about in the last couple of minutes, occupies a special place in the pantheon of greats, in my view, who have stood out there as a witness for the true things of Christ in an age that has moved in the direction of heresy and in the direction of compromise with the forces of the New World Order. When we think of all the problems that we've exposed on this show with John Hagee and Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell and all the folks who have followed the corporate money trail and the Zionist money trail for their own uses and their own benefit, Chuck Carlson, along with Father Sizer and Dale Crowley and Ted Pike and Bedros Hodgson, has stood for the truth in very difficult times and has done so in a fashion which continues to alert us to the things that really matter in our society and culture. You can find Chuck Carlson ongoingly at We Hold These Truths, WHTT.org. Stay in touch with that website because, again, Chuck Carlson is one of the true giants in the Protestant evangelical movement who has not been infected with the virus of the Scofield Reference Bible Notes and all the problems that have been attended in that movement since the first third of the 19th century. Then there's Herman Otten of Christian News. Herman Otten has played a role in my life for a very long period of time. He, of course, like me, is a German Lutheran. Herman Otten has been the editor of Christian News since 1962. In these last 45 years, he has been involved, much like Dale Crowley, in promoting the truth about the Zionist heresy and promoting the truth about the New World Order in an age that really did not want to hear these things. Herman Otten's Christian News continues to be published every week out of New Haven, Missouri, and Otten, although he is a Lutheran, has covered Chuck Carlson and Ted Pike and Dale Crowley and Stephen Sizer and others for a very, very long period of time, informing his constituency regarding the things that were really going on in the world that needed to be understood and that needed to be fought until our very last breath had expired. Herman Otten, again, is on that short list with Sizer, Crowley, Pike, Hodgen, and Carlson as among those who represent non-Roman Catholic Christianity and who have understood, again, the dangers of compromise with the American culture in which we live and the Zionist heresy that has been such an important part in polluting that culture in my brief lifetime. We get into then to the Catholic traditionalist movement. You know, this is an interesting thing. Within the American freedom movement, there are those who are very strongly pro-Roman Catholic, those who are on the other side of the aisle where these matters are concerned. Quite clearly, when you look at my own religious background and my own theological heritage, as a traditional Lutheran, for the most part, I fall on the side of the Protestant ledger when it comes to the formal and material principles of the Protestant Reformation. Related to the whole cry of sola scriptura and the sole cry of sola gratia, or solely by grace are we saved. In that regard, I am on the evangelical divide that was represented by the Council of Trent controversy at the tail end of the 16th century. Having said that, I want to commend the Catholic traditionalist movement in this country this morning on this show. Certainly as a Lutheran, I have a very strong affinity for the best things in the Roman Catholic tradition as it relates to the mystery of the sacrament and as it relates to the importance of traditional liturgy and worship. But I think for the purposes of the Republic Broadcasting Network, that those issues are less significant to many of our listeners than the contributions that the Roman Catholic traditionalists have made to sounding the alarm in regard to what was going on in our contemporary culture in the United States and what a cancerous, corrosive situation it really is. And the Catholic traditionalists have done as good or better a job than anyone has done in connecting the dots in regard to who and what has been the principal force behind this corrosion of our society. And in this regard, there are four or five, six names that come to my mind that I have jotted down in a piece of paper here from last night that bear special mention on this show. There's Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars, Robert Sunganis of Catholic Apologetics International, Tomislav Sunich, who's been a guest on the show, the Diamond Brothers, Father John Martinez, Joanna Francis, Eileen Fleming, and of course our guest here in a few minutes, Mark Glenn. These are the Catholic traditionalists that have brought their faith into play in the cultural and political arena in ways that many Protestant evangelicals would do well to emulate. The Catholic traditionalists that I have known have always been very theologically and academically sharp people. They are people of the highest degree of moral integrity. They are folks who bring their faith into the political and cultural arena in a way that exudes a tremendous amount of faithfulness and perseverance year in, year out. And I think of the contribution of all of these folks that I have just mentioned. They have had a lot to do with whatever insight I have gained, deepening insight in the last year, in regard to things that I knew were wrong with the contemporary conservative movement in America for a very long period of time, but couldn't exactly put my finger on. In many respects, these Catholic traditionalists were way ahead of me in regard to identifying the nature of the problem and identifying the character of the combat that we were in the midst of in this present age in which we live. And again, as I think of these people, Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars, Robert Sunganis of Catholic Apologetics International, Tomislav Sunich, the Diamond Brothers, Father John Martinez, Joanna Francis, Eileen Fleming, Mark Glenn, these folks continue to occupy a special place at the table in regard to the best things in the American freedom movement from a cultural and theological perspective. We must not forget them. We must continue to avail ourselves of their wisdom and their academic research and their integrity, even when we don't always agree with them theologically. And that's, to me, something that needs to be underscored. I don't think that there will ever be a unity on the subjects of the formal and material principles of the Protestant Reformation. There are Christians who, of necessity, must be on one side of that divide or the other. But in regard to many of the cultural battles that we fight, there needs to be an alliance, it seems to me, between the best of those in the Protestant evangelical tradition who have not fallen prey to the Zionist and New World Order heresies, and those in the Catholic traditionalist movement who have understood this, in some cases, for a much longer and larger period of time. We'll be back, and then Mark Glenn will join us at approximately 8 o'clock this morning Central Time. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn of the American Free Press will be up with us, hopefully, at the top of the hour. wanted to say something in reflecting on my last year with RBN about a couple of additional people. Tom Englehart of Tom Dispatch comes to mind. Tom, of course, has a connection with The Nation magazine, which from a conservative point of view is sometimes a bad thing, sometimes a good thing, especially when it comes to evaluations of the war. But Tom Englehart up in New York has been a constant help to me in regard to sending dispatches on news articles and on prospective guests for this show that from time to time have greatly expanded us here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Wanted to thank him very much for the work that he has done on my behalf for absolutely nothing in return other than thanks. He's a very, very fine gentleman, and when it comes to covering the things related to this war, Tom Englehart's Tom Dispatch is well worth your time for those of you who look at that sort of thing online. Wanted to say something about another very special friend here on this show, Mary Sterrett, the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. I think this woman is one of the most amazing people that the American right has produced in a very long period of time. Mary Sterrett, of course, has a great deal of ideological soundness, as you might suspect from where she's coming from and her particular place on the spectrum in the American freedom movement. She is a very articulate woman, as those of you who have listened to this show on Thursdays have discovered. She is also someone who has the level of media expertise that you don't always find in someone who has the right political ideas and the right ideology. Mary Sterrett, for a long time, of course, was involved in work with ABC up in the state of Oregon, and she's also been involved in Christian media and discovered, much to her own chagrin, that the Salem Communications brand of Christian media is in many respects staffed by people who have the same agenda as the major news networks. In other words, corporate Zionist media has infiltrated the Christian media. And I think Mary Sterrett, along with Dale Crowley, has done the best job of informing me and informing the listeners of the extent to which that infiltration has taken place. But God has put Mary Sterrett in a very unique position in her current position as the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, and that's as it should be. I think she's a very, very important and powerful voice on the American right. You can, of course, find Mary Sterrett's columns at newswithviews.com, where there's a Mary Sterrett archive there. In coming months, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the Constitution Party vis-a-vis the Ron Paul candidacy. If Ron Paul does not prove to be the nominee of the Republican Party, will he be the driving force behind a coalescence between the paleoconservative and libertarian versions of the American right as they jointly attempt to fight the New World Order? We'll see how that plays out, but Mary Sterrett of the Constitution Party is, I think, going to be a very special contributor to the American right wing and to the American people as a whole in the days ahead. We'll be back with Mark Glenn. This is Mark Gankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
With recent